Shalom and good morning. We are now finishing the standing order in the body of Jesus Christ during public worship. The book of Corinthians deals with disorder or bringing back order to the body of Christ. And we discovered that from chapter 11, 12, 13, and 14, we are talking about the gathering when the church comes together. And when the church comes together, Paul began by looking at the first disorder, and that is lack of authority or not understanding authority. It is the authority that brings order when the church comes together. And Paul says that God is not an author of confusion. He said that things must be done in decency and in order. Order is very critical. It's very important. It allows people to know what God is saying. But two, we also discovered the disorder when people are celebrating the Holy Communion. And we discovered that in chapter 12, that the other disorder now came as a result of using the gifts. This church was a gifted church, and many people were competing on the gifts. And Paul had to talk about what gifts are and why he gave the gifts. He gave the example that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and God the Father, they are orderly, even in as far as giving the gifts are concerned. Then finally, Paul had to say that the gifts work well when the body is united, because all body parts are compared to the gifts of the body. Unless they are united, that's when the church can work together. And then finally, Paul talked about in chapter 13 that it is love that allows this order to continue for a long time. Chapter 14, which we have just begun, and we will deal with it in two or three sessions, we'll be talking about order in communication. It's very important to realize that effective communication in the church of God is the one that brings order. In effective communication itself is disorderly. And Paul has to deal with the two particular gifts of the Spirit that were so misused and abused, and they are called gifts of communication. And these two were both called the gift of prophecy and the gift of tongues. And so some people were just competing in as far as the gifts of prophecy is concerned. And there was disorder when people would talk about this is thus is the Lord. People would just keep on competing who will speak, when are you going to speak, and what is the prophecy that you're going to give the church at that time. And Paul came and brought in order, talking about what is the gift of prophecy, how should you be able to use the gift of prophecy when the church come together. This is about communication. How many people should speak? How should people should speak so that they don't confuse each other? And what about the purpose of the prophecy? What about tongues? When should I speak tongues? Should I speak tongues in public? And all this. So Paul came and literally gave instruction in as far as how to use this gift. And this is what Paul says to begin with, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. He now gives the difference between the gift of prophecy and the gift of tongues. These were the two, as I said, most abused. And even to this very day, is among the most abused or misused gifts of the Spirit. They're called gifts of communication. This Paul says, following the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. So he connects with love. He had talked about the place of love and gift. He had said gift lifts us up, but love keeps us up, keeps the church up. But now he went back to the gifts of those communication. He says desire. I think that's one very good thing, that, you know, gifts are given by the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit does not have a problem for us to desire. And to desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially the prophecy. Verse 2, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to the people, but to God. Now, he starts speaking about what is the gift of tongues. Very important. The gifts of tongue, you don't speak to people in public. It's not meant to communicate to the people. It is meant to speak to God. He starts by talking about that. That's the tongues, not the people. And then he says, indeed, no one understands them. This is very, very critical. I want you to know that tongues are spoken to God and no one understands them, including the one who is speaking. You don't understand tongues. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. Now, this is what we should understand, that tongues spoken to God, people don't understand them. And the Bible says no one understands them, but the utter mysteries by the Spirit. So the Spirit of God is the one who orchestrates, or the one who takes up your organ, your mouth, and your tongue, and he uses to speak mysteries. So it's a mystery for you. Should you be able to use it? It is a gift given by the Holy Spirit. And he has a purpose. And it's good to understand what the purpose is. And in chapter 14, we'll be looking at the purpose. Verse 3, but the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Like this. Paul's, here talks about the difference between tongues, the gift of tongues, and the gift of prophecy. He says gift prophecy speaks to the people. Tongues speaks to God. But when you speak to the people, the purpose of prophecy is threefold. Is to strengthen the church or the people, is to encourage the people, is to comfort the people. You see, you have been taught that prophecy is only to talk about mysteries of the things to come and things that were. That's okay. But ideally, when prophecy comes, God meant that people should be strengthened in their faith, in their lives. People should be encouraged. People should be comforted. That's why he says, desire the spirit of prophecy. Verse 4, anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. Now, he's now comparing the two. He says, first we said we speak to God, and it's a mystery by the Spirit. But here now he's saying, anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies yourself, builds yourself. So, tongues are also meant for personal gain, personal use. This is one of the gifts that is given for you by God. As you speak to God, it's meant to edify you. It's meant to build you up. It's meant to strengthen you. It's meant to comfort you. It's for yourself, not for the people. That's why we don't speak, or we don't ought to speak tongues in public until it is interpreted. And we'll be talking about this as we continue. So Paul is bringing order in the Church of Corinth. He says the tongues are meant to edify yourself, but the prophecies edify the church. So which is better? It's not about which is better. It is which one are you supposed to use at what time? There are times you speak to yourself. There are times you are so low. There are times the psalmist, like Psalms 42, he would speak to his soul. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless the Lord with all that is within me. Do not be cast down, my soul. Why are you downcasted, my soul? You see, there are times you speak to your soul. There are times you lift up your soul. There are times you communicate yourself. Sometimes you are so low. You see, before you do something, you are speaking to yourself. And especially when you're down, tongues is there for you. Speaking tongues. Paul would say later on, he speaks with tongues like no other person. So he says, I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather you have to prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be edified. Now, it is greater to speak in, to prophesy when the church comes together. Remember, here we are talking about public gathering, public assembly. That's the context. That's why it's, when you talk about the better one, is because of the context we're talking about. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what will I be to you unless I bring some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the pipe and all harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in notes? So now he says, let me now give an example. What, for you to understand prophecy and tongues, because they're a gift of communication, let me give you an example of guitar, pipe, and harps, and all those. If they're not prayed well, you can't sing. You know, there's sometimes you can play guitar and you know that is a song. So he says, just like the way you pray this guitar or pipe or flute or harp, you have to play it in a way that it would be understood by the people. Otherwise, if you don't know how to pray and you are just touching the keys of a keyboard, you're not blessed people. Nobody will be able to sing. So he says, if that is good, how good is it for you to be able to speak intelligibly? Again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call or trumpet call, how will get ready for the battle? This is the time people will be able to call, those days to be called for battle. They used to trumpet. And when people are called to come for food or to come for war, you know, worship, there was different trumpeting. If they trumpet once, they knew what they were talking about. If they trumpet two times, they knew what they were saying. If they do the three trumpets, it was a form of communication. So Paul is saying, just like lifeless food, or guitar, or instrument, and also the trumpet, do it well so that you can communicate. So he's talking about effective communication brings order. That's the key. So it is with you unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue. How will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. We don't want to speak to the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of language in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. Even I do not grasp the meaning of what one is saying. I'm a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker is a foreigner to me. So it is with you, since you are eager for gifts of the Spirit. Try to excel in those that build the church. This is very critical, and we want to stop there for now. Paul is saying, seek for the gifts that builds up the church when the church comes together. Because if we don't have effective communication, you will not be able to communicate, and there will be disorder. Father, help us to know about the gifts of communication, prophecy, and tongues. As we finish that part one, help us to know that we need to speak intelligibly so that we can edify, we can comfort, and we can strengthen the body of Jesus Christ. And help us to know that the gift of tongues is meant for us as we communicate with God to edify ourselves and to build ourselves. Thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name.